Christopher Springman, and you're part of Body Language on Radio MD. You have five senses: touch, taste, scent, hearing, and vision. Now, which of those senses is most valuable to you, and therefore the one you'd miss the most? Well, while you're considering your answer, I'll ask that question of our next guest, optometrist Dr. Linda Chouse, Chief Eye Care Officer of UnitedHealthcare. Dr. Chouse, welcome to Body Language.
Thank you for having me.
And would it surprise you to learn that many, many of those surveyed said that sight is their most valuable sense?
That would not surprise me at all. When you consider, even from the time you're in school learning to read and write and arithmetic, that about 70 to 80% of everything you learn is through visual cues. So we learn very young how important our vision is.
We're here today to discuss how to keep your eyes healthy during all seasons of the year, and of course, well, not only all year long, but for a lifetime. And truthfully, so many debilitating vision problems can either be avoided or minimized. Is that the case, Doctor?
Absolutely, because as you know, the sun is shining all year long, and whether it's summertime or wintertime, we can be exposed to ultraviolet light that can increase our risks for chronic eye disease later that can be associated with blindness.
With that in mind, what tips would you provide to people as these relate to eye health?
Well, one of the first things that we have to think about, again, is prevention. So we want to prevent those ultraviolet rays coming from the sun from affecting our eyes and our vision. So certainly a good quality pair of sunglasses that block out ultraviolet light is essential. It's like suntan lotion for your skin. It will prevent the effects of sunlight that can cause things like cataracts, age-related macular problems as you get older. Certainly even skin cancers that occur on the eyelids can be avoided by the use of a good pair of sunwear.
You know, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because you've said that intense short-term exposure to ultraviolet light can cause eye sunburn, a painful condition associated with long hours of outdoor recreational activity. What is eye sunburn?
Well, your eyes are covered with a structure called the cornea, which is just sort of like your skin, only you can see through it, and it can be affected. It can be scratched like your skin can, and it can be burned like your skin can. And what happens is it creates like a sunburn. You can still see. Sometimes it's a little blurry, but it is very painful. And it's very often after you've been out on very bright sunny days, whether it's reflections from bright white sand or water or bright white snow. Many people that ski that don't use sun protection can experience this as well. It's very painful. It does heal, and most of the time it leaves no long-term effects, but it can be very uncomfortable as it occurs.
What additional advice would you provide about assessing eye care, especially visiting the eye doctor on a regular basis?
Very much. I'm especially, and it's the same thing, it's sort of like going to the dentist. We start our kids out very early and get them used to doing that preventive care so they don't get cavities in the future. It's the same thing with children, even little babies. The American Optometric Association suggests that children begin a lifetime of healthy vision by having their eyes checked between the ages of 6 and 12 months. And we can do that very easily with different instrumentation that we have. We can either identify problems that, if we treat them at an early age, can be treated more effectively and quickly, or we can identify the potentiality of problems later on so that the parents sort of have a heads up and know that they need to have the child's eyes examined every year to make sure that problems don't occur in the future. We suggest that they have their eyes checked routinely before they're a year old, and then again at age 3, and then again before they start kindergarten. And the reason why that is that at age 3 is there are a whole new crop of things that can come up right around that developmental time.
Family get-togethers are a wonderful opportunity during the summer, during the holidays, on a ski vacation, wherever people get together, to discuss vision issues and schedule some testing. You know, back to school, off to college, various milestones. And also, we should mention that if a member of the family has diabetes, they should be examined for possible diabetic retinopathy, which is the leading cause of blindness in American adults. And while you're there, look at their feet, too.
The American Diabetes Association recommends that persons with diabetes have their eyes checked on a yearly basis, and that is because the arteries and veins inside the eye can reflect what's going on in the rest of the body. The eye is an incredible thing because we can actually look in and see arteries and veins and nerves that otherwise in other parts of the body we would have to cut you open to see those things. But this way we can just put a couple of drops in the eye, dilate the pupil, and see into the back of the eye, not just for diabetes, but high blood pressure and many other chronic diseases that can be identified first through an eye exam.
You know, for many people with employer-sponsored health plans, there are open enrollment opportunities when people can make a selection for the upcoming year. So what are your thoughts for people in order to make the best choices for them?
Vision plans are an excellent option. They cost, you know, pennies a day, and they usually include a comprehensive eye exams, glasses, contact lenses, those sorts of things, and some of the plans are even expanding beyond that. So vision plans are an excellent opportunity for the member who is purchasing the plan to really not only be sure that they're going to protect their visual health, but because we can also identify and monitor chronic diseases through the comprehensive eye exam, like diabetes and hypertension. We are also able to sort of coordinate that care with their medical plans as well. So they're very much going hand in hand now together, the vision plans and the medical plans.
Tell me about United Healthcare and your role there.
My title is Chief Eye Care Officer. And in doing that, I am the clinical lead for United Healthcare, and I oversee the programs and the products to make sure that they are going to serve our membership, those that purchase the vision care plans, and also the doctors that provide the eye care as well.
Speaking of eye care, you mentioned something in an article that I read about 3D technology and how 3D movies can serve as a valuable indicator of underlying vision issues among young people and adults.
This is a really exciting time with that, and you can't see 3D without having two eyes that are working together, team.
Oh, that's it.
So because there are so many pieces of technology out there that are using 3D, we have actually a whole new opportunity to identify problems involving the eyes that could be addressed by wearing glasses, or maybe there's a problem with the eyes coordinating, working together as a team. They may feel dizzy, or they may not even be able to experience the depth that 3D technology provides. If there are any problems that you notice when you're experiencing 3D technology, you definitely need to have your eyes checked to see what's going on there.
Please tell our audience where they can learn more about United Healthcare and eye health in general.
You can go to our website, which is www.myuhcvision.com.
That's www.myuhcvision.com. Our guest has been optometrist Dr. Linda Chouse, Chief Eye Care Officer of United Healthcare. Dr. Chouse, thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language.
Thank you, Chris.
I'm Christopher Springman. You're listening to Radio MD. And remember, stay well.